Good morning or good afternoon. My name is Luisa Iomarini from the Department of Pharmacy and Biotechnology of University of Bologna in Italy. Today I will present our recent data regarding the ability of cancer cells lacking respiratory complex 1 to trigger accumulation of lipid droplets and endoplasmic reticulum stress response. This work is the result of a long and fruitful collaboration with the colleagues of the Department of Medical and Surgical Sciences of my university. Respiratory complex 1 is a major contributor to cancer progression, acting as an oncogenus according to the degree of its dysfunction. My group and others have demonstrated that severe impairment or pharmacological inhibition of complex 1 strongly delays tumor progression. This is due to a profound metabolic reprogramming of complex 1 defective cancer cells, which prevent hypoxic adaptation. Such metabolic alteration involves the TCA cycle, but also other metabolic pathways, including amino acid metabolism. In 2019, we published on Nature Communication the investigation of two cell models in which we have knocked out the respiratory complex 1, namely osteosarcoma 143B and colon carcinoma HCT160. We fully characterize these models in terms of bioenergetic, hypoxic response, and tumor progression. We here push forward the characterization of this model through a multi-omics approach using targeted metabolomics, lipidomics, and RNA-seq data to investigate the overall cell response to the lack of complex 1. Among the metabolic alteration found in complex 1 defective cells, a profound depletion of isocitrate, aconitate, citrate, and malonyl-CoA was observed, figure 1a. These metabolites are important for lipid metabolism, being malonyl-CoA the entry point of the de novo fatty acid synthesis. Lipidomics show an increase in deacylglycerol and cholesterol levels in complex 1 defective cells, suggesting that the aforementioned metabolites depletion may sustain lipid biosynthesis, figure 1b. Indeed, complex 1 defective cells also displayed an accumulation of lipid droplets in different conditions, in vitro, in vivo, in hypoxia or normoxia, and even under nutrient deprivation. Such lipid droplets form tight contacts with the arranged mitochondria, suggesting a functional connection between the two compartments, figure 1C2E. In the attempt to investigate the origin of lipid droplets, we found that increased fatty acid synthesis was indeed not involved. In fact, complex 1 defective cells show reduced levels of the citrate carrier responsible for the citrate export for the mitochondria. Figure 2a, ATP citrate lyase results inactive in complex 1 defective xenografts, and its inhibition does not impact on lipid droplet abundance, cell viability, or the clonogenic property of complex 1 defective cancer cells, either in high glucose or under nutrient deprivation. Figures 2b, d, e, and f. Moreover, the integrated network analysis of RNA-seq and metabolomics data revealed that decreased levels of malonyl-CoA are associated with low levels of acetyl-CoA carboxylase beta, figure 2c. We are currently investigating fatty acid oxidation and lipophagy in these models. Preliminary data show that inhibition of fatty acid oxidation by etomoxir further increased the number of lipid droplets in complex 1 defective cells, suggesting that part of such lipids enters the mitochondria to be oxidized, figure 3a and b. However, they do not feed the respiratory chain, since no mitochondrial oxygen consumption is detected. Another possibility is that lipid droplets are accumulated to alleviate the endoplasmic reticulum stress by sequestering misfolded proteins, buffering excess lipids, or exceeding cytosolic calcium. In this context, under nutrient restriction, complex 1 defective cells show signs of activation of stress response, such as shutdown of protein synthesis, XBP1 cleavage, and upregulation of the transcription factor CHOP. In conclusion, complex 1 deficiency dramatically alters the metabolic status of cancer cells and trigger lipid droplets accumulation. We are currently investigating the role and the origin of such lipid droplets. In this context, preliminary data points toward a compensatory accumulation due to the activation of ER stress response. Thank you for your attention.